Joan Sand at we're a private company who not mentioned very often in the area, but they owned Tiddenfoot Quarry, and they also owned a quarry up on the A5, which I think is called Pottsgrove Quarry. At Tiddenfoot Pit, they had a source of good sharp sand for the building trade, etc. And obviously at Pottsgrove Quarry, they had a very high silica sand, which is for other industries. And it was a similar situation as Garside. George Garside didn't have any family of his own, so he left his company to his nephew, Hugh Delafield. The Jones Company didn't have any offspring of their own, and they left. Their business was then run by the people called Gaisford, who were once was a nephew of Mr. Jones. Jones Sand existed when I joined Garside in 58. And I think, if I remember rightly, Jones Sand then sold to a company called Hall Aggregates, and then Hall Aggregates turned into Ready Mix Transite, RMC, who are now known as, changed yet again to Cimex. One of the other big industries that was supplied in town was Marley Tiles in particular, in Stanbridge Road. Garside supplied nearly all of the sand that went to Marley Tiles. In the early days, it all went in by light railway because Marley had their own sidings alongside the Leyden-Buzzard narrow gauge railway. And so Garside supplied there. Garside also supplied Redland Tiles with a lot of sand.